Atheists sometimes attack religion by saying it's a crutch for the weak-minded. They'll say, religion is for those who can't think for themselves. They need others to do it for them. The purpose of the objection is to make the believer feel inadequate and create a perception that only atheists are among the intellectual elite. So how should we respond? First, the objection is not an argument against theism. The conclusion, no God exists, doesn't follow from the premise, some people use religion as a crutch. The atheist would have to give reasons why God doesn't exist for it to be an argument against theism. This objection doesn't do that. Second, even if some people use religion as a crutch, so what? The issue is not why some people belong to a religion, but whether the religion is true. Third, a theist could turn the table and say atheism could be used as a crutch for those who don't want to submit to God. Does that make atheism false? Of course not. And finally, what's wrong with using a crutch if one is deficient? If you break your leg, using a crutch doesn't suggest weakness. It's actually the smart thing to do if you want to get around. As fallen human beings, we're broken. We're weak. Consequently, it's not unreasonable to acknowledge we need help from God in our journey back to Him. So a believer's appeal to religion for direction in life is not a sign of intellectual weakness. It's actually intelligent to do so because one realizes they don't have all the answers. If you want to learn more about this topic and others like it, be sure to visit our website at Catholic.com. For Catholic Answers, I'm Carlo Broussard. Thanks for watching.